On this day, when we have just returned from a pilgrimage to visit particularly the shrine and the miraculous statue of Our Lady of Prompt Succor in New Orleans, we also, on this evening, chose to have this Mass to be our particular Mass in honor and in suffrage of the soul of His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, whom God has called from this life to the next in the last few days. And all over the world, Masses are being celebrated, and in particular, what is wonderful is that all over the world, the traditional Requiem is being celebrated for the repose of his soul. This would please him tremendously. And I noticed in the chapel, I did not notice at St. Peter's. St. Peter's has been exceedingly bare, which is not, according to me, worthy of a pope. But they say it was his will. I do not know if that's true. But in the Camera Ardente of his own personal chapel, where he spent the last few years by his own desire, the candles that were burning there were also candles that were decorated with the Blessed Mother. In particular, a Blessed Mother who also is tremendously miraculous and before whose statue we have been privileged to celebrate Mass on many occasions in the Bavarian city of Altötting. Our Lady of Altötting, she is called. A beautiful Madonna having in her arms also the baby Jesus. And this was Pope Benedict's favorite shrine of Our Lady. It is the national shrine of Bavaria, which until recently was its own country. And there Our Lady has appeared and has left her image. And many, many millions of Catholics, mostly but not only Germans, have gone to pay homage to her there, including the little boy and later on the seminarian, the young priest, the bishop, archbishop, and cardinal, Joseph Ratzinger, who ended up being chosen by God to become supreme pontiff over the whole church, and he chose the name of Benedict XVI in honor of another lover of Our Lady, Pope Benedict XV. And so today we pay homage to him, as we also, with him, pay homage to Our Lady. It is hopeful, though not certain, and obviously only the Church has the authority to say that he is already before the Blessed Mother and before our Lord in heaven. But it is very possible, not improbable, because of his great holiness, his personal holiness, and the suffering that he underwent, especially as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and also as Archbishop of Munich, and then eventually, until recently, as Supreme Pontiff of the whole of the universal of the Catholic Church. And so today we pray for him that all the sufferings that he underwent, spiritual, psychological, physical, and spiritual, may have helped him to achieve the desired end of eternal life with God Almighty, with the Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints who are adoring our Lord in heaven. And of course, that is our own desire, that at the end of our life, we too may be worthy, through all the sufferings of this life and the vicissitudes of this world, to be called by God to Himself through the mediation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who comes to us at our deathbed with Saint Joseph, Saint Michael, and our own personal guardian angel to transport our soul, as it says goodbye to the body which it inhabited for whatever many years, that soul may be brought to the judgment seat of Christ, that the Blessed Mother may be his or our advocate at the hour of our personal judgment, and that he and we may be made worthy to enter into the kingdom of everlasting glory. And so it is for this reason that we pray for him, for our own beloved dead, and for all the dead. And Brother Aaron was reminding us of the words of Mother Angelica, our beloved Mother Angelica, who also was friends with, as myself, but loved Pope Benedict very, very much, that death never comes at an opportune time or at a time that it doesn't bring about many other difficulties. And so, too, we have experiences in our own lives, in our own families. Of course, we remember a few years ago that it was right around this time, on December the 29th, I believe it was. I can't remember for whatever reason, though I was there, that my own Lady Mother was called by God to himself. And that we had the requiem for her, a high requiem mass, in front of the nativity scene, of which she was very highly responsible for having taught me how to do it. And of course, he learned from her father and he learned from his father, all the way back to who knows what. But death never comes at an easy time. Death never comes at an opportune time. But when it comes, we accept it. And we mourn, and we pray, and we weep, and we cry, and we offer our own sufferings to Jesus Christ through Mary. In this case, through Our Lady of Altötting, but also for us who have made a pilgrimage, a very wonderful pilgrimage, to Our Lady of Prompt Succor, the same Lady with the same Jesus in her arms. And so we pray for Pope Benedict, who has enabled us to have that which we love and that which we have. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. Yes, your light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And of course, we continue now with the novena that has begun in honor of Our Lady of Prompt Succor.